Welcome to Bitachon for Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'el Davidowitz. How Jews Win Wars. On this last day of Hanukkah, let's explore how Jews win wars. There's a famous story told about a student at West Point Military Academy in the 1970s who was taking a class which studied the history of wars from ancient through modern times. With about just 2 weeks left to the semester, the student raised his hand and asked the instructor, "Why haven't we studied the Jewish wars?" The instructor, a 3-star lieutenant general with a PhD in military strategy, replied, "See me in my office." In the privacy of his office, he shared that the wars of the Jews were excluded because they didn't make any sense. "God is clearly winning your wars," he said, "but God does not fit into the military textbooks. You are dismissed." I don't know if this story is true or urban legend, but we do know that the essence of the story is true. God wins our wars. We say in Birchos Kriyat Shema each day that Hashem is Baal Milchamos. He is the master of wars. Hashem is the ultimate commander-in-chief, determining who will win and who won't. And perhaps even more moving is a description of Hashem in the Tefillah of Az Yashir as an Ish Milchama. Hashem is Kavayachol described as a man-of-war, a soldier. Hashem is with us in the trenches, fighting. And Hashem is the master of the wars, so he and only he determines the outcomes. The miracle of the War of Hanukkah is a clear demonstration of this reality. Picture a group of yeshiva bachim, kollel guys, and their rabbeim fighting, a major world power. The imbalance seems like a foregone conclusion. The Hashmonaim versus the mighty Greek army was a losing battle from the outset. Except they didn't lose, because Hashem is the Baal Milchamos, and the outcome was, as we've been saying all week, Masarta Giborim Biyad Chalashim V'Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. The mighty were delivered into the hands of the weak, and the many were delivered into the hands of the few. We are right now living in a time of war. Our nation is putting forth strong and appropriate hishtadlus. The Chayalim are brave and well-trained. But ultimately, we don't win our wars using military strategy or might. How Jews win wars is succinctly summed up by the Beis Halevi in his Ma'amar on Bitachon. Demelchamtam shel Yisrael lo haisa b'gvurasam rak b'vitchonam. Klal Yisrael's wars are not fought through might, but through Bitachon, through our full reliance on and trust in Hashem. I am not an IDF soldier, and likely you aren't either, but we can and we do each have a central role to play in winning this war. By strengthening our bitachon, we are contributing to the war effort, because bitachon in Hashem is how Jews win wars. Thank you for listening to Bitachon for Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. Inod Malvado. Efes Zulaso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.